Hi, this is Trevor Sullivan, a Microsoft MVP for Windows PowerShell and an independent cloud and automation consultant. I wanted to take a couple of minutes today to talk about variables in PowerShell and how we can use some of the built-in PowerShell commands to manipulate variables and create them. So if you're accustomed to using PowerShell, you're probably familiar with the standard method of declaring a variable, which is basically just to create a variable with a dollar sign and then use an assignment operator to assign some sort of object to that variable. So when we do that and we echo the variable back to the console here, you can see that we get the result. Pretty standard, right? Well, what we can also do is we can create strongly typed variables. So a strongly typed variable is a variable that can only contain a value of a specific type. So if we create an integer variable by using the int prefix here inside of the square brackets, we can assign an integer value to that variable. And then if we try to assign a string value or some other type of object that's not an integer or not convertible to an integer, you'll see that we get an exception. Now, we can also create variables by using a few PowerShell-friendly commands. So if we type get command module microsoft.powershell.utility and then dash name star variable star, you can see that we've got five different commands that allow us to create and manipulate variables inside of our PowerShell session. Now, these commands are not mandatory. You don't have to use them. But if you want to perform certain operations like removing variables or setting certain options on variables like a description field, you'll need to use these commands to achieve that. So let's go ahead and create a new variable called Trevor. And we'll set the value to Sullivan, which is my last name. In fact, we don't need to even put quotes around that. Now, when we run this, we're going to get an exception because a variable with the name Trevor already exists from our earlier example. So what we can do is specify the force parameter, and when we call new variable with the force parameter, it tells it to overwrite the variable with whatever value we've specified. Now, one of the really cool things about variables is that they have they're objects like everything else in PowerShell, right? And so variables have a property called description on them that you don't necessarily see by default. So if we just run the get variable command, this is going to enumerate all of the variables that are in our session. So when you run get variable, you have the name and value properties shown. But there's more to the variable objects than just the name and the value. So if we pipe the get variable command into get member, we can view all of the different members, the methods and the properties and other types of .NET members on those objects. So as you can see, we've actually got a bunch of different properties called like attributes, description, the module name. And this basically describes metadata about each variable in the session. So I wonder what this description property is. So let's take all these variables that we get from get variable. And then instead of piping into get member, we're going to pipe into select object. And then we're going to select only the name and description properties from those variables. And then finally, we're going to pipe those into the out grid view command. And this will actually show up in a WPF window. So now we can see the names and the descriptions of all our variables. I bet you probably didn't know that there's actually helpful description information that's populated on a lot of the built-in PowerShell variables that are available in every single session. So as you can see, there's built-in documentation that describes each of the variables, and you can create your own custom descriptions on your variables as well. So we've already got a variable in our session called Trevor from our earlier example, right? So let's update the description of the Trevor variable by calling the set variable command. And then we're going to use the description parameter to say this variable contains my last name. So we run that command. And then if we go back to our history and rerun the on line number 11 here, if we rerun the out grid view command and scroll down to that Trevor variable, You can see now that I've now assigned some built-in help or some built-in documentation for my variables. So again, this isn't a requirement. You don't have to use the description of your variables for your variables, but it does allow you to kind of provide built-in documentation to make sure that other people who are reading your script understand what the purpose of each variable is. Now, one of the really cool things that we can do is delete variables. So when we define a variable using the standard syntax, we don't really have any way to basically get rid of that variable to say we don't need it anymore, right? So what a lot of people would do is probably just say that variable equals null. And so you're basically just saying that variable has no value to it. But what if you want to take it one step further and actually delete the variable out of your session? Well, there's a PowerShell command for that called remove variable. And you can simply specify the variable name, which you can see is coming up in the IntelliSense in the PowerShell ISE. And optionally, you can specify the force parameter. And once you do that, the variable is now completely gone out of our PowerShell session. So that's all I've got for today. I just wanted to take a few minutes to talk about variables. Again, my name is Trevor Sullivan. You can find me on Twitter at PCGeek86, and you can visit my website at trevorsullivan.net. I will see you next time. Thanks.